So what are you got cooking this weekend, huh?
Put your head between your legs in the brace position and get ready for another week of bats hitting balls. Balls through nets and off rackets, with coaches blowing up and referees entering the witness protection program. Sit back, relax, and enjoy what Triple M modestly calls the Weekend Legends.
Hey, Sydney, just three quick words, and they, of course, are happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. The city's alive, Chris. You can already feel it this time of the morning.
I am Chris Gallen. I'm talking to Andrew Rose. And Rose, I'm still buzzing from seeing Brian Ferry at the ICC Theatre down at Darling Harbour last night.
Oh, yeah. Was that good?
It was outstanding. Played a lot of Roxy Music stuff. And for anyone in the parade who might be pulled over and had, you know, asked a few questions by the police,
yeah,
I suggest you do use the Roxy Music defence. Go, officer, don't you understand? Love is the drug. Coming up in this hour on the show, Daily Telegraph published the Sydney Power 100, the 100 people that run this town.
Ugh.
Plenty of sports people. We have a look at some of them and we look who's missing. You're not on the list, Rose.
Oh, yeah. Surprise.
Sydney Swans Josh Kennedy, co-captain, talks to us about tonight's trial game against GWS. And coming up next, we hear a lot of talk about getting kids off screens and getting them out playing sport. But there's an article in the Daily Telegraph today that says how much it costs.
Mm.
And you might just want to keep them on their screens. Weekend Legends, Triple M.
This show is definitely on the weekend. Whether these guys are legends may be debatable. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
It's not debatable. I don't think we are legends, Rose. But we are called the Weekend Legends on 104.9 Triple M.
That's true.
And now look, Rose, we love all sports. And Sydney offers a veritable smorgasbord of sports for both adults and kids to play.
Yeah, we're like the sizzler of sport, Sydney.
There's a lot of discussion around we need to get kids out to the parks, the courts, the fields, the swimming pools to get them fitter.
Sure, sure. Get them off the TV screens, get them off the video games and getting a bit more active, I guess.
Funnily enough, I'm looking at you and saying there's advice you could take heed
well,
of.
Well, I mean, I'm a good example of why you should get off the video games, because I've done nothing but play video games for 30 years and look at me.
You are a shining example of that. But there's an article by Claire Armstrong in the Daily Telegraph this morning. As many Telegraph articles do, it opens up with a magnificent headline. It's all sum and games.
Ugh.
The average cost of having an under 14 playing sport in Australia is more than $675. Hey,
excuse me?
$675.
It's really expensive.
So that's playing fees, equipment,
right,
and uniforms.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not even factoring in, you know, the pies and sausage rolls after the game.
Well, now that I think about it, it probably could be a lot more, right?
Yeah. You might want to have a comment on this on 133353 about whether kids' sports cost is getting out of control.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of parents out there who have to feel the push of having multiple kids and having to do multiple sports stuff.
Junior netball and league ranges between $350 and $600.
Right.
Rep football, $1,800 for a young
kid. Come on.
Dance, $2,500.
That's not even a sport. Hang on. Dancing, that's the most empty room in any industry. It's just an empty room that you have to rent out and people dancing. Where's the cost there?
Well, I can tell you where the sport is. Have you seen Strictly Ballroom? That is like a threshing shark pool.
New steps, new steps.
And karate comes in at $3,000.
Karate?
$3,000.
Is that for the outfit and the black belt? What's the deal? I don't get it.
Now, we've got some tips as to how to defray costs.
Okay.
New South Wales government offers a active kids voucher at $100 and you can apply for two.
Right.
So if you have four kids, that's $800 but only allow one to play sport.
So you have four kids and then just line them up and figure out which one's the most athletic. Good on you, Jimmy. You're the sports star of the family. Here's eight vouchers.
I'm sure that's legal. Defray the cost of getting the kids to and from the game.
Right.
Everyone kick in and buy an old combi. Not only will it get the kids to and from sport, but you can relive your hippie days going up the North Coast.
It's like Scooby-Doo.
Hand-me-downs. Give the kids the old sports equipment, jerseys, boots.
Okay, this is where I draw the line. If I was a cricket player, there's no way I'm wearing another person's box. That's it. I'm getting a fresh box.
You can go to a thing called an equipment bank.
What's that?
That's where old boxes and things are available just in a big box.
Ah, okay.
A container. Take our water bottles.
Oh, it's a box box.
And shop in the off-season.
Well, we put the call out to you guys about whether you've had any horror stories with how much it costs to have kids through sport. Let's go to Sean in Penrith. Sean, what do you reckon about this?
Mate, it's very, very expensive, mate. I've got a 9-year-old boy, and last year it cost a bit of money, but this year it costs even more to put in rugby league and buy uniforms and boots and whatnot. About close to
$300. Oh, so expensive, Chris.
Sean, if your kid's any good, I think we can connect you up with maybe some English Premier League teams or Super League teams, get you on a development contract. Can we get the kiddie out there?
Absolutely. I'll send you out there tomorrow.
Good on you, Sean. Thank you, mate. That's interesting. I mean, it's got to be. It's obviously a cost that parents have to broach to get their kids playing sport. And we all know it's an important thing. Kids are active, especially nowadays, because there's so much more distractions to not be active in this world with the internet and everything going on. It's good to get them out there. But, you know, we kind of have fun sometimes when people talk about, when people complain about the stadiums being built here in Sydney. What about the schools? What about the schools? But this is something that maybe we could get a bit more funding for. So it isn't so expensive for parents to put kids through sport, extracurricular sport.
Let's try and take up this cause going forward. Rose, any of you guys who are out there stuck in the car with the kids,
yeah,
we are feeling your pain.
Yes.
And it turns out it's mainly in your hip pocket. Coming up next, we talk to Sydney Swans co-captain Josh Kennedy. You're on the Weekend Legends Triple M.
Now we're back with Triple M's Weekend Legends.
The Legends.
Conditions apply. See in store for details. This show may have a laxative effect.
Legends, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose. And the AFL season is this month. It starts this month, Rose. Can you believe it?
So close, you can taste it.
And we are thrilled to get the opportunity to talk to Sydney Swans co-captain Josh Kennedy about the upcoming season for the Swans. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, great to have you, Josh. Let's start off with what Chris was just saying. We're a couple of weeks away from the beginning of the AFL season. Always an exciting time for everyone who's an AFL fan. How are you guys doing in the preseason, coming towards the first game?
Yeah, look, it's really, really looking forward to it. Excited. You know, everyone's fit and healthy. We've had a number of weeks now where, you know, you sort of get to your maximum, back to your maximum fitness and playing a lot of games against each other. So, turning it a bit to get out there and face some opposition.
I'm amazed it only takes you a couple of weeks to get to peak fitness. It'd take me a couple of years.
And, well,
we
and
don't
then
get much time off. We don't get that much time off.
Right.
In the off-season these days. So you're generally staying around there most of the year.
Right.
First up tonight, you've got the one of the teams I'm sure you love a lot, which is GWS, and you're taking them on out at Blacktown International Sports Park at 7 p.m. and Triple M calling all the action. How are you feeling about that game?
Yeah, good. Good. The guys had a bit of a hit out with them last week. I didn't play in that, so looking forward to getting out there myself. But as I said, yeah, no, it's just good to be able to play against opposition and a quality opposition in GWS. So hopefully we can kick off our year well.
Yeah. In terms of ins and outs, I know that Buddy's not playing. He's still getting that troubled groin looked at. But Sam Reed is back in his first match in almost a year. I think he did his quad against GWS and then followed up with an Achilles injury in a minor league game. So it must be great to have Sam back on the field.
Yeah, it is. He's he's a really important player to our side. It's been great having him out there all pre-season. So really excited to see how he goes along with a number of young players, guys probably playing their first game. So yeah, it's an exciting, really exciting time of the year across the AFL all around.
Another thing that interested us in the off-season is the second incarnation of what we call the AFLX. You were part of that. Help us understand what the AFLX is.
I guess the AFL have likened it to a sort of big bash. It's an AFL scenario in terms of shorter game, smaller ground. The idea being that hopefully one day internationally it can be played. I think the biggest challenge with AFL and potentially cricket as well, but internationally is the ovals.
Right.
Not a lot of countries have ovals. Obviously, soccer fields are all around the world, so having that hybrid game that everyone can play, and it was good fun. It was a lot of fun.
I like that. That's a good point. You've got to get it into more grounds all around the world. How do you enjoy playing the condensed version? Is it something you're a fan of?
Well, to be honest, it was the first time I'd played it last week. So our training session basically consists of a explanation of the rule.
And how to play scissors, paper, rock.
Yeah, and how to play scissors, paper, rock. So, you know, it was a bit of fun. But once you're out there, I really did enjoy playing it. It was good fun and a good way to spend a bit of time with a lot of, you know, great players amongst the competition.
It was exciting for sure.
I tell you what, though, that's a great explanation. Where are the great sporting ovals around the world? Like, I think of racetracks, but, you know, they don't play the Super Bowl on an oval, do they?
The Coliseum, maybe?
I just hope, when I heard about AFLX, I thought it was one of those slot car racing sets that I used to want as a kid for Christmas, but that was AFX, Josh, yeah. In terms for the fans, the teams that the Swans will be contending with for the flag. I mean, obviously we had an unforgettable grand final last year between the West Coast Eagles and the Collingwood Magpies, and a lot of people surprised Richmond weren't there. Are they the teams that seem to be looking the goods this year, or is it too early to know?
Oh, gee, I think you wouldn't have tipped those two teams last year, that's for sure, and you wouldn't have tipped Richmond the year before. So it's a brave man to sort of to pick one, but I think the benefit is it's such an even competition. You look at the draw now, and there's certainly no easy games. You know, smart man would say that Melbourne are definitely going to get better. The Giants are going to be up there again. I don't see Collingwood have gotten better over the period, adding Dane Beams to their midfield, so they're going to be up there again. West Coast with Nat Nui and Gaff back. I think it's a great and exciting time for an AFL fan, because you just don't know what you're going to get any given week.
Josh, it's so exciting to be close to another AFL season. We're looking forward to seeing you perform. I'd like to personally announce that I've signed on for another year with the Swans, doing all the music for your home game. So any songs you want to hear at the games, Josh, let me know now.
Oh, gee, you put me on the spot. I'm not too sure. might have to give Sweet Caroline a miss, though. No.
Oh, thank you. That is music to my ears, Josh.
Come on!
Look, if you think that the Swans DJ is holding you back in any way, show form, I can make an arrangements down this end. So, look, Josh, you're taking on GWS tonight at Blacktown International Sports Park, 7 p.m. All the action on Triple M. All the very best for that game and, of course, the entire season. Josh Kennedy from the Sydney Swans, co-captain, thank you so much for joining us on Weekend Legends.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Go the Swannies.
Like copping a weekend to the Plums. Triple M's Weekend Legends.
You're on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose.
Do I not just love The Cure, Chris?
Do you love The Cure? They're coming out, Rose. They're playing the Opera House. Disintegration, I think, is the album they're paying tribute to.
But my favourite thing about seeing The Cure live is that Robert Smith, the lead singer, ends every song by just saying one letter. He just goes, Q! That's it. Q!
They sound a touch like New Order in that track that we just heard.
I love them. I love them.
Now, we rely on the Murdoch Press a lot, Rose, for content on this show. And the Daily Telegraph has delivered again. Yesterday, they had an insert, which was the Sydney Power 100, the 100 people who run this city.
Oh, okay. Let's get into this, because I want to know who really runs this goddamn city.
Well, sport was a really dominant theme. Sport is a big part of our town. It's what drives this show. And sport was all over the list. Coming in at number one, of course, was ScoMo.
Ugh, really? He's the most powerful?
Well, he's a Sharks fan. Ugh. Again, the club described as the one that never learns based on all the sanctions handed down yesterday. Coming in at number two, now, I don't think that she's got a sports team. Her name is Gladys Berejiklian. That's because she's at all the music festivals.
Oh, yeah, it's Gladys Fest 99, low risk, my ass. Get it. Why is she even in that list? Get her out of here. She's not powerful at all. She's just annoying.
Number six is the first identifiable sports personality. It's actually Peter Volandis, who's the chief executive of Racing New South Wales.
Okay.
Our game, Rugby League, 15th and 16th, Brad Fittler shaving Todd Greenberg.
Really?
Do you think they might have flipped after yesterday with the strong stance taken by Todd?
You reckon Greenberg's press in the last couple of days has pushed him up to 15th? Why does Brad get above Greenberg?
A little small detail called state of origin, my friend.
And hair.
He brought it back to, well, true. Bogues, Andrew Bogut, 26.
Yeah, fair enough. That's a fair call.
Now, coming in at 45, the former player and league power broker and wonderful commentator, Gus Gould. Oh. What do you think he would say only coming in at 45?
No.
Hit that one out of the park.
Yeah,
now,
thanks.
Basically, South Sydney Supremo, if that's the only other word I can come up with to describe him, is owner. Russell Crowe.
Are you not entertained?
Oh, Rusty. He has to be in a list. I guess that's fair.
I think that was the time when South scored yet another try and a big win, and his kids said, Dad, get out of my face.
Oh, I love watching Rusty's kids like treat him like a corny dad. No matter how famous you are, your kids always think you're corny. It's so good.
I love some of the people in this list. Is there a better sports person in Australia right now than Elise Perry?
No. That's a great point. She is the sportsman of this country. Where'd she get?
She came in at 48.
That's good.
At 58, Sydney's power couple, Buddy Franklin and Jacinta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Buddy coming off a groin injury, as we heard from Josh Kennedy earlier today. But he'll be back. He'll be huge this year,
I think. What position did Buddy's tats get?
Your mate, Raylene Castle, 73, the boss of Rugby Australia.
She's great.
But I tell you what, I think horseheads will roll with this news that Nick Politis, chairman of the Roosters, is at number 92.
You've brought great disrespect to the Roosters.
Some very, very nervous journalists. I just quickly want to...
I give you my firstborn child.
just when I think I'm out, they drag me back in. Okay, but let's have a look who's not on the list.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because I can already think of people that should be on that list.
Okay, you're not on it.
I guess you're not on it as well, right, champ?
Correct.
Oh, it wouldn't be. I thought you were about to tell me you were then.
I'm amazed with their playoff game coming up tomorrow that the Sydney Kings Lion mascot has not made the 100 people that run this town.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about most powerful people, how is the bouncer for Ivy not on there? I mean, what do you mean I need a collared shirt? They don't make pajamas with collars anymore.
Who powers the powerful? It's the boss of the security at Ivy. Yeah. I'm sorry, you cannot come in.
Yeah, and can I just be honest? Number one should be Hugh Jackman. He's the most powerful person in this country, right?
He was top 20.
Yeah, okay, not good enough.
And I thought you were questioning as far as rugby league that there was a certain category that weren't involved in the top 100.
Was I?
Yeah, the referees.
Oh, that's right. The most powerful people in rugby league. How are they not in the list of powerful people?
The likes of Sutton and Cummins? You're kidding me, baby. You're absolutely kidding me. I tell you what, though, if Cameron Smith lived in Sydney, he'd be number one in my book.
Cam Smith would be number one in all our books.
Weekend Legends, Triple M.
It's a show on the weekend, and these guys are legends. So naming the show was a no-brainer. Triple M's Ghost Mutt. What is it? Weekend Legends.
Yeah, thank you, Sydney!
We've had so much fun being the Weekend Legends on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M with Chris and Rose today. We love to do our beat to keep everyone up with what's been happening across the sports globe. So...
Wait, what?
What did I miss?
What did I miss? Let's talk firstly about one of the greatest buzzer beater wins in basketball that I've seen in quite a long time, Chris Gale. In the NBA this week, Dwayne Wade for the Miami Heat scored an amazing game-winning three. Here's the audio.
Wade against Iguodala. 5 seconds left. Waiters back to Dwayne. Shoots. No, he couldn't get it off. Now fires it up. Bank it in! It counts! It counts! The Heat win the game! Dwayne Wade won it for Miami!
Incredible. If you haven't seen the footage, guys, he goes for a three, gets blocked, catches the ball after he gets blocked, and on one foot hurls it from the three-point line and then does a full lap of the court while the Miami crowd goes crazy. Amazing stuff. Amazing scenes in the NBA, Chris.
Now, Rose, speaking of crowds going crazy, did you hear what happened at Leichhardt Oval last Thursday?
What I miss?
Haley Razzo came back to the Matildas and this happened.
Razzo. Haley Razzo! She's only been out there for a matter of minutes, and you won't see a more popular goal scored in Australia this year by anyone. On the comeback trail from that horrific back injury, and she is flying.
150 seconds to be exact. She had her back broken when she was playing for Portland against Washington in the U.S. National Women's Soccer League 6 months ago. She's back in the Matildas. Outstanding recovery.
6 months. Amazing.
Outstanding goal.
That's like a John Cena recovery. That's how quick that is. I'll tell you something you haven't missed this week, Chris. It's coming up tomorrow, UFC 235 tomorrow. John Bones Jones going against Anthony Smith. We've got Tyrone Woodley, Robbie Lawler, Cody Garbrandt. This is one of the most stacked cards I've seen in UFC in a long time. UFC 235 on tomorrow.
Now, Rose, did you hear what's been happening up at Red Hill between coach Anthony Seibold of the Brisbane Broncos and Anthony Milford?
No, Chris Garb, my sidekick. Tell me all about it.
Well, Triple M's Jane Hooper tweeted, sources say that Anthony Milford has failed to agree with Seibold's push for Milford to limit his McDonald's visits to 2 times a week. Milford is pushing for 3. Negotiations continue.
What a hill to die on. I'm not willing to go down to 2. I'm only willing to do 3.
I think you should look at how Jack Bird went last year, Anthony Milford.
Another thing coming up tomorrow that you do not want to miss this weekend. Guys, it's game 2 of the playoffs. Sydney Kings versus Melbourne United. I'm being serious here, Sydney. Listen to me when I say you've got to come to this game tomorrow and support the boys. This could be the last game that Gaze ever coaches for us. This is our chance to get to the finals. Be there tomorrow. Be rowdy.
So, Sydney, we've got Winks running today in the Chipping Norton Stakes. So
yes.
Don't miss that. It's only 1 month to go. You might have missed this before Smith and Warner resume their cricketing careers.
Oh, yeah. Rub-a-dub-dub.
We take on the Swans GWS on Triple M tonight at 7 p.m. But basically, Sydney, it is happy Mardi Gras.
Yeah, Mardi Gras. We'll see you on the floats. Have a great night,
with
everyone.
Gladys.
Woo!
The Weekend Legends on Triple M.